Quarterly data from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority shows the percentage of Australians with hospital cover fell to just over 45.5%, the lowest in 7 years. 12,000 people cancelled their hospital cover entirely, with a survey by Consumer Group Choice finding that 70% of people said it was too expensive. Like many Australians, Lauren Radford doesn't think she's getting value for money out of her private health insurance.
I was just speaking to my family about it yesterday, considering cancelling, because I feel like I'm not really getting much benefit from it. I really only use dental.
The largest decrease in hospital treatment coverage came from those aged between 30 and 34, while over 11,000 people aged between 25 and 29 decided to abandon cover altogether. Consumer Group Choice spokesman Tom Godfrey says many Australians believe it's not worth it.
Unfortunately, it has become unaffordable and really poor value for many Australians. And that's why now we're saying to people, ask yourself, do I need health insurance? Because if you can afford to drop out of the system, well, you'll save yourself a small fortune.
Frustration over spiralling premiums and confusion over policy exclusions led the government to last year announce a package of reforms. Last month, Health Minister Greg Hunt approved an average 3.95% rise in premiums, the lowest increase since 2001. Mr. Hunt says the government is doing everything it can to assist families.
Just introduced the largest reforms in a decade, which has produced the lowest change in 17 years. And we've taken steps, we'll continue to take steps, because families need every single dollar they can.
But opposition Health Minister Catherine King says it's becoming more and more unaffordable.
Out-of-pocket costs have increased yet again, and that's becoming unsustainable for families as well. They're questioning, what is the value of this product?
She says too much pressure is put on consumers.
This is a sector that is heavily subsidised. $6 billion in the private health insurance rebate each year. It's an important part of keeping affordability in private health insurance. But equally, again, figures in this APRA report show that their profits have gone up yet again by, I think, 7.3%. Something has got to give, and it's got to stop being consumers constantly that are the ones that are paying the price for it.
Labor says it'll put a limit on rate increases at 2% for 2 years, but Choice spokesman Tom Godfrey suggests some groups may want to think again about signing up for cover.
We're saying to people, if you're under 31, earning less than $90,000 a year, and you're well, then taking out private cover, it's not necessarily going to give you much value.
Private Healthcare Australia CEO Rachel David says that advice is irresponsible.
We're seeing steep growth in claims for people under 30, for hospital admissions for mental health conditions, as well as for procedures to help sporting injuries, some of which can prevent people from working. So I would really think twice before giving up my health insurance if I was younger, simply because many of the mental health admissions that young people access are just not available in the public system. And this is for things like chronic depression, anxiety and eating disorders, which are very common in that age group.
The premium rate rise takes effect on April 1st. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.